This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. Firefighters battling a fire on the Colorado-Wyoming border are trying to protect structures in Colorado. The Mullen Fire has burned more than 136,000 acres, which already makes it larger than the Cameron Peak Fire west of Fort Collins. Fire managers say cooler temperatures through the weekend have helped limit the spread of both fires, but they anticipate warmer weather and dry conditions tomorrow. You can expect smoke along the Front Range today. The public now can weigh in on a planned busing service between Trinidad and Pueblo. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
The State Department of Transportation hopes to use the results to figure out how to better meet the needs of rural communities. In addition to the service between Trinidad and Pueblo, CDOT is proposing three other new routes next year, including one from Craig to Denver, another from Telluride to Grand Junction, and an additional route between Sterling and Greeley. The Bustang Outrider service provides daily travel for rural residents, including rides for medical, education, and shopping needs. The new routes are scheduled to begin in summer 2021. I'm Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Nearly 99% of Colorado households have responded to the U.S. 2020 census. That's just below the national average. Colorado's final count will determine whether the state gets another U.S. House seat and how much federal money it will get annually. A federal judge in California issued an order that, for now, extends the census deadline to the end of the month. Temperatures in the 80s for Pueblo, Denver, and Grand Junction. This is CPR News in KRCC.